Jesus issues a challenge to the Pharisees, to the Jews, and to his own disciples this evening in the gospel. The challenge to not be a hypocrite. But this can be, for us, a challenge today. The famous Eastern spiritual leader Gandhi was once asked what he thought of Christianity, and he responded with these words, "I like your Christ. I do not like your Christians. Your Christians are so unlike your Christ." We represent Christ to the world by the way we live, and often, as Gandhi says here, can drive people away from Christianity when we do not live as Christ. But that's not the whole story. A pastor once struck up a conversation with a man in a grocery line, and after visiting for a few minutes, he asked the man, "Well, where do you go to church?" And the man said, "Well, Father, I don't go to church. There's too many hypocrites there." And the pastor cleverly responded, "Oh, don't let that stop you. There's always room for one more." The reality, brothers and sisters, is that we are all hypocrites. Even the most holy among us is still a sinner. And when we open our mouth proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, we become a hypocrite. But I would submit to you tonight that there's two types of hypocrites. One is the one who knows that they're a hypocrite, but they also want to be a good Christian. And we might ask, well, how can this be? I mean, at the end of our second reading, it says that we should strive for this perfection. But the reality is we are sinners and we know it. A good Christian who is one who knows they're a hypocrite, but they humble themselves before God, they ask for forgiveness, and they continue to try to do their best. They don't give up. But there's another kind of hypocrite. It's the one who effectively has given up. They know that they should be a good Christian and that they shouldn't be a hypocrite, yet they know they are a hypocrite every time they open their mouth, just like this man in the grocery line with the priest. So they kind of toss their hands up and say, "Well, oh well, I guess I just won't be a good Christian." They stop striving. Many people like this, they despair. They quit going to confession regularly. They become the famous Easter and Christmas Catholics. They kind of give up because they know they can't meet this standard. Guys, we should strive for a standard of perfection. But at the same time, know that we are sinners, we do fall short, and the mercy of God is what makes up for the difference. In contrast to the first type of hypocrite, this second type of hypocrite can't reconcile the idea of being a good Christian with being a sinner at the same time. You know, a Christian has a duty to be a prophet. In fact, when you were baptized into the role of prophecy that Jesus Christ came on this earth to give you. You have a duty to speak the truth to people. I can tell you the ultimate feeling of hypocrisy is every weekend when I get up here and preach to you. I have to tell you how to live a good Christian life, and yet I fail every day. I think maybe the mark of being a good Christian while recognizing that we're hypocrites is being willing to admit that. Is being willing to admit publicly and privately to one another that I am broken and I'm a sinner and I mess up a lot. To be a good Christian, we must first, yes, strive for personal holiness. Strive for perfection. That is always our goal and always attainable. But when we do fall short, to have humility. If you look up the definition of a hypocrite, it says this: a person who pretends to have beliefs or practices which he or she does not actually possess. And I think that's the key, guys, is that we don't pretend. Whether it's me getting up in here and admitting to you that I'm a sinner, or admitting to your spouse that you're a sinner when you mess up or when you make them angry, even admitting to your children when you get angry at them that you're a sinner and that you need their forgiveness. It requires great humility, but it's not pretending. That's what doesn't make you a real hypocrite as a good Christian, is that you're not pretending anything. If you actually go back to the origins of this word hypocrite, it comes from Greek theater. In Greek theater, people would often play different roles. And they would have those, you've seen them before, those masks on sticks. And they would hold up one mask to their face and they would change their voice and their mannerisms to act one way. And then to play a different character, they would hold up the other mask to their face. And they would play a different character with different mannerisms. And this word hypocrite, going back to the original Greek, literally means one who hides behind a mask. So the question for us today is, do I hide behind a mask? Do I pretend? Do I pretend to be a Christian who's perfect? Or do I pretend to be a Christian who's broken and a sinner and constantly in need of God's mercy? We're all hypocrites, but you get to decide which kind you want to be.